Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hey, my friends, I hope everyone is doing well, and thank you again for listening. So this Sunday, I was going to meet someone for a business meeting, and before that business meeting, I decided to stop off at a coffee shop. And I ran into someone I used to know within a spiritual community that I was a part of. And we were catching up, we were talking about how each of us were doing, and one of my issues from the past, which maybe is a reason why I'm not necessarily always involved as much with the spiritual community that I was a part of, was I always felt judged. And that judgment created a limiting belief that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't smart enough, that I wasn't capable, I wasn't spiritual. And I was constantly feeling like I wasn't measuring up. And I came to this realization on Sunday that made my experience with this wonderful person different is over the years, I have learned to stop caring about what everyone thinks. That I put myself out there and I do my best. And by doing my best, that's all that matters. So I want to ask you, are you worried about what everyone thinks? You're certainly not alone. As I said, this is a common concern that faces people in every society. Scientists believe this concern is rooted in evolution. There was a time that being ostracized from the group meant certain death. You simply couldn't survive on your own 30,000 years ago. You needed help. It was useful to be concerned about how you appeared to others. However, you don't have to rely on a village of people to feed you or to keep you safe these days. You have a car. You can buy food at the store. You don't need to fight off the savages in the next village. Those days are over. Keeping these ideas in mind will help you to let go of outdated programming and live life on your own terms. Almost no one actually cares. From the time we enter school until the time we say goodbye to life, it seems that we believe that others care about what we're doing, how well we're doing, and why we're doing it. In reality, most people have other concerns that take priority. Smoke clears quickly. Even if you get everyone's tongues wagging about your divorce, affair, job loss, or new job, everyone will move on quickly. It won't be a week before people go back to their own priorities. Regardless of what you do, some people will approve and others won't. You'll receive compliments on your car from some folks, while others will look down on you for making what they consider to be a frivolous purchase. Lose 50 pounds and you'll receive compliments from some, while others will tell you that you look unhealthy and should see a doctor. You could adopt a family of third world orphaned toddlers and someone will be upset that you brought foreigners into the country. You adopted a cat? You should have gotten a dog. You saw the Rolling Stones? That music stinks. You can't please everyone ever. And if you try to please everyone, you please no one. Most people don't know you. No one knows what is best for you. You can't even figure that out for yourself half the time. But you have a better idea than your cubicle mate at work. Others don't know you well enough to have a valid opinion. The end results are yours to deal with, good or bad. The results of your choices are your responsibility. The bad choices you make are yours to clean up. The good results you receive in your life are yours to enjoy. Make your own decisions because you're alone in dealing with the consequences. Life is short. The years fly by, especially as you get older. One day just melts into the next. It only makes sense to live your life your way. It gets easier. Once you stop basing your choices on the opinions of others, you quickly learn that it doesn't matter what others think. It gets easier to care even less the next time. You don't need many people in your circle to thrive in today's world. Those who matter are on your side. The rest are irrelevant. Stop being overly concerned about what others think, and you'll feel a new freedom to live the life you want. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com. And please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.